evening. Welcome, everyone. Joinman.com. Thank you, Ellie Neumann, for patching me. Thank you, Jake Weinman, for making this possible, bringing us together to learn Hashem's Torah every night of the week with incredible dedication and pleasure, excitement. We dedicate tonight's shir, L'zecho U'li'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, May his neshama have an aliyah. This week, in Chutz La'aretz, here in America, we lane only one parsha. We lane the parsha of Kiddushin. Last week, we lane parshas Acharei Mos, and this week, we lane Kiddushin. Usually, when we are not in a leap year, where we have exactly 12 months, usually Acharei Mos and Kiddushin, these two parshios, they're read together, both here and in Eretz Yisrael. Here, we typically separate Acharei Mos from Kiddushin. We have four extra weeks in the year, and the parshios that we usually group together, we separate. So this year, we separate Acharei Mos from Kiddushin. But there's something very unique about the calendar in Eretz Yisrael, where they only celebrate Pesach for 7 days, not 8 days, and the seventh day happens to be on Friday, when we in Chutz La'aretz are celebrating Pesach on the eighth day, which is Shabbos. For us, it was still Pesach, but in Eretz Yisrael, it was already Chol. Pesach was over. It was an ordinary day of Chol, and they read on Shabbos, Parshas Acharei Mos. We in Chutz La'aretz, for whom it was still Pesach, were not able to learn Parshas Acharei Mos. We learn Parshas, we learn Acharei Shel Pesach, we learn the reading of the Torah, which is the last day of Pesach. Thus, we were 1 week behind. So, it came the next Shabbos. We, in Eretz Yisrael, they were up to Parshas Kiddushin. But we, who did not yet read Parshas Acharei Mos, we read Parshas Acharei Mos. And what happens is that we're continuously 1 week behind Eretz Yisrael for many weeks until we finally catch up to them when we read together Parshas Matos and Maaseh. Why couldn't we catch up to Eretz Yisrael immediately last week by reading Parshas Acharei Mos Kiddushin? Generally, in a regular year, it's common to read together Parshas Acharei Mos and Kiddushin. Why couldn't we last week read Acharei Mos Kiddushin and we would immediately have been caught up to Eretz Yisrael? Why is the calendar designed for there to be a lag between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael for so many weeks until we reach the middle of the summer where we lay in Matos and Maaseh together, and in Eretz Yisrael they lay in Matos and Maaseh separately? Why the delay? It's a tough question. A lot of people ask this question, and I don't have the real answer for you. I don't have the real answer, but I want to suggest a drush, we call it a drush, a homily, a homiletic analysis, observation of why, whatever the real reason is, it is. It's probably due to it does come out in this type of year where it's a little bit awkward, but Chazal didn't, those who arranged the calendar didn't seem to want to play with a certain standard. So this is how we do it. But after the fact that we actually do it, I think there's a message to learn from the fact that there is indeed a delay between the reading for us in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael. Let's suggest some short ideas. Number one, this time of the year is a very tragic time of the year. We're going to go through now two periods of the year. We now have just begun Sfira or Shvar. Tonight is already the second night of Iyar. We're now holding in the middle of Sfira, according to all opinions. It's a tragic time of the year. Many tragedies happen to the Jewish people in our history at this time of the year. We begin with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 Talmidim of the time of the year, because the Talmidim treat one another with respect. This time of the year was the history were period of time of the First Crusade, 1096, where Jews in Ireland were murdered, wholesale murder. Horrific time of the horrific events in Jewish history. It occurred right before Shavuos, but this was the time when the Jews felt the greatest danger. This time of the year of the tragedies of the Chmelnytsky massacres of 1648, 1649, known literature, rabbinic literature as Tachvatat. This time of the year, Hungarian Jewry, World War II, the Holocaust, were deported, death camps. It's not, historically speaking, many tragedies happened this time of the year. Likewise, after Shavuos, very quickly we enter into the days of the Ben HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks upon the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. and all the tragedies and horrors of Jewish history that are rooted in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We are in Golus. The common denominator of this time of the year is the Jewish people are in a state of pain, of exile. We dwell, all of our tragedy is rooted in the fact that we are distant from the place where Hashem rests His divine presence on this world, namely Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh, the Beis HaMikdash. And in a certain sense, it's important, it's critical, that we should feel the difference between us in Chutz Li'aretz and us in Eretz Yisrael. It's not the same. Just because there are many people in Chutz Li'aretz that feel successful and are very great providers for others that are not as successful, a person can fool himself in thinking, you know, we live in the global village today. The whole world is one big global village. And living in Chutz Li'aretz, it's fine, it's good. That's not true. A Jew belongs in where we belong. And this year we have a very unique experience where we immediately acknowledge it's not the same. We're not in life as those living in Eretz Yisrael. They are reading a parsha ahead. They league. They're one step ahead. They have a different relationship. We don't. We are behind. And we go through this entire period of time recognizing we don't belong here. We belong with our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, in the place where Hashem rests His divine presence. There's a lag. There's something to reflect upon. We are in Golus. It is not the same. It's interesting. When do we catch up to Eretz Yisrael? Parshas Matos Maaseh. What do we read about in Maaseh? We read about the gevulos of Eretz Yisrael, the boundaries, the land of Eretz Yisrael. We read about the journey of the Jewish people, the ultimate destination of Eretz Yisrael. When we come to the second Eretz Yisrael, they're celebrating Eretz Yisrael and the journey into Eretz Yisrael. We immediately join them. We jump on the bandwagon, we come together with them, and we connect. Now we are entering a difficult time. We pause, we reflect. In fact, in last week's Parsha, what did we learn about? Parsha Emoi Shnei B'nei Aharon. The Karvasam L'Fnei Hashem V'Yemusu. Tragedy. Horrible tragedy. Young people who died way before their time. Terrible tragedy. How can we not mention today Petira of Harav Zachariah Wallerstein Zecher Tzadik? Many have enjoyed, have benefited from his inspiration, from his Torah. What he did for Klal Yisrael is not something that can even be measured. His dedication, his devotion. Another view, they died way before their time. Zachariah Wallerstein was a very young man, and tragedy is enormous. And every tragedy is rooted in the fact that we are in Golus. This time of the year is a separation of where we should be, and the separation of what we're doing in Eretz Yisrael, what we're doing in America, what we're doing in Chutz Li'aretz, is reflected in our connection to the Torah. I want to share with you another idea very quickly. Something my uncle told me, my uncle, Rav Eliyahu Soloveitchik Shlita, he's a Rosh Yeshiva in Landers College. It's a Goin, the son of Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechet Tzadik Levach. He once told this to me a number of years ago in a different context. And he says the reason why when he was then, there was also a lag between Chutz Li'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. And he said the reason why, he suggested homiletically, is if we were to catch, we would lose a critical Haftorah. Let's explain. Think about it. If last week we would have lained Acharei Mois Kidoshim together, which Haftorah would we have read last week? We would have read what we did, Mochor Chodesh. Last week it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. We learned from Shmuel. We learned about Vayomer Lo Yehoinason, Mochor Chodesh. Okay? If we would have learned both Parshios, we would have lost out on the Haftorah of Parshas Acharei Mois and Parshas Kedoshim. Emor is about Kohanim, about the laws of Kohanim. We're laning the Haftarah of either Acharei Mois or Kedoshim. There's a very big discussion which Haftarah we lane this week. Most of us lane the Haftarah of Parshas Acharei Mois. Some lane Kedoshim, but the common denominator of whatever Haftarah you'll be laning on Shabbos, it presents the strongest Musar in the entire Nach. Hine Kedim Atemli. Hashem accused the Jewish people of being a Kushi, then a segment of society which was not considered in fulfilling Hashem's mitzvahs the way they should. The words of the Haftarah are frightening beyond belief. But yet, it also presents the most beautiful comfort, where Hashem will restore the Sukkas David HaNoifalus, the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. The Haftarah of Parshas Acharei Mos, which we're going to learn this week for Parshas Kedoshim, according to most opinions, very common minhag, presents the strongest possible Mussar with the most beautiful and comforting words of comfort. This time of the year, Iyar, the sphere, the time when the Talmid Rabbi Akiva perished, the time of the First Crusade, the time of Tachvatat, the time of the Hungarian Jewry in World War II, it's also the time of the Mabul, the world was destroyed. We need to hear the Mussar of Hashem. We need to hear his Mussar, and more than ever, we hear the words of comfort this Haftarah presents. If we would have laid these two parashios together, we would have lost that. We didn't lay the week before, because the week before was Pesach for us. And we wouldn't lay the last week, because last week we would lay two parashios, Acharei Mos Kedoshim. There's no more we can go into Emor. But now that we broke it up, we hear the Mussar that we need to hear in this time of the year to do Tishrei. We hear comfort that we so desperately need to hear. And it's to lag behind for months until Tisha B'Av. So we shouldn't lose the Mussar of this week's Haftarah. Rabbi Isai, thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for participating. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Ellie. You have a wonderful evening, a successful week. Blessing, success, and fulfillment. Good night.